Thanks for tuning into Dakulo Wire. Little Mulberry Park, 890 acres, two lakes, and one of Gwinnett's highest points. Little Mulberry is the park Gwinnett residents name first, and the one most likely to make a visitor forget their 20 minutes from a six-lane highway. Ask around the county about the best park nearby, and Little Mulberry comes up before anything else. The basics. Little Mulberry Park covers 890 acres and is operated by Gwinnett County Parks and Recreation, 770-822-8840. It has 5.5 miles of trails, both paved multi-purpose and soft-surface routes usable by hikers and horses. The single most important planning detail, the park has three separate entrances, and they lead to genuinely different experiences. Fence Road Entrance. The family side. Amenities here include pavilions and grill, playground, lake, overlook area at one of the highest elevations in Gwinnett County, restrooms. That overlook is the park's signature. High ground is not something Gwinnett has much of, and the view is the reason a lot of people make the trip. Hog Mountain Road Entrance. The nature and disc golf side. Fishing Lake with a Lakeview Pier. Karina Miller Nature Preserve. 18-hole disc golf course. Pavilion, grill, playground, restrooms. The 18-hole course here is the larger of Dakulo's two disc golf offerings. Maple Creek Park in town has a 9-hole course. Mineral Springs Road Entrance. Equestrian Trailer Parking. If you're bringing horses, this is your entrance, and it exists precisely so riders aren't threading trailers through family parking. The wildlife and the dinosaur. Visitors consistently report abundant deer along the trails, to the point that sightings are less a matter of luck than of timing. Dawn and dusk are the reliable windows. The park is also home to one of the dinosaur sculptures placed across Gwinnett's park system, which is a dependable hit with small children and worth knowing about if you're bribing anyone into a walk. What it's best for? Little Mulberry is the pick when you want space and quiet rather than ball fields. It's the closest thing in the area to a genuine nature outing, trails through woods, water, elevation, and wildlife, without leaving the county. For families, the Fence Road entrance offers the easiest combination of playground, pavilion, and a short walk. For a longer outing, the trail network connects enough ground to fill a morning. Before you go, hours, admission, and any applicable fees are posted at GwinnettParks.com, and pavilion rentals run through the county. Pick your entrance before you leave. The three access points are on different roads, and arriving at Mineral Springs expecting a playground means getting back in the car. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakuloWire.com.